It is time for this week's Pork Industry Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Pork Producers Association. I'm Chad Moyer. Today we're visiting with Dr. Cassie Westendorf. She is a veterinary technician instructor at Northeast Community College in Norfolk. Dr. Cassie, thanks for visiting with us here today. The reason we're visiting with you is about a donation that the Nebraska Pork Producers made to the college here recently. Tell me a little bit about this donation.
The donation that the Pork Producers gave us was actually two different simulators. One is a piglet litter processing kit, and so it's got four little stuffed piglets in it, and those piglets we can process. And so it's got eye teeth that we can put in that students can clip. We can notch ears, and the ears change in and out, so each student gets a fresh pair of ears to notch. We can dock tails on these piglets. We can castrate these piglets, and we can do injections on these piglets as well. And so our students get to practice all of the piglet processing tasks, protocols, without having a live piglet, and as piglets tend to scream a lot when you touch them. And so they can practice and they can get confident in those skills before they have to go out and do it on a live squirming, screaming little piglet. So very, very beneficial. Also, we don't typically farrow out hogs here on the campus, and so a great experience for them to get comfortable with the procedure without us having those live animals, those live little piglets here on campus for us.
All right, and that's the second simulator, was the farrowing one?
Yeah, the second simulator, it does two different things. It's the back end of a guild, and you can AI her, and then her reprotract swaps out, and you can actually have farrowing on her, and so we can mimic dystocias on her and practice pulling those piglets. So we do typically have gilts on the farm. We do some AI practice with them as well, but we don't typically farrow out, so we don't have that farrowing experience and that dystocia experience. So the model is a great way where students can build up their confidence in their AI skills, and then we get to practice with the dystocias, and they get to practice pulling piglets as well.
Yep. All right, so how did this come about? Because there's kind of a story about how this donation happened, huh?
There is. So the Pork Producers actually donated money to the Nexus campaign, which helped build the new farm facilities. And when we had our tour and those facilities opened, they came through it to see this tour, or to see the facilities and tour. And I was chatting with a couple of the people on the board of the Pork Producers, and we were just talking about ways that we can get more pork experience, more hog experience with our students, because there is such a demand for skilled workers in that. And whether that's animal science students or whether that's veterinarians or veterinary technicians. And so we started kind of brainstorming some ways that we can get students interested in hogs, because we're getting less and less farm kids and more city kids that have never grown up on a farm. And so we came up with these models. I've been looking at them for a while and was like, you know, these might be a great way to get some students interested in hogs and build their skills before we actually get out and dealing with live animals. So they were very generous to us and have been very generous to us, and we're very excited about this idea. And we kind of just chatted and got everything put together.
So again, it looks like it was about a $5,600 donation from the Nebraska Pork Producers to Northeast Community College for these two simulators. Dr. Cassie Westendorf is a veterinary technician instructor there at Northeast Community College. And again, just recently, Nebraska Pork Producers donated those two simulators to the college to benefit vet tech and animal science students there at Northeast. That concludes this week's Pork Industry Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Pork Producers Association, responsible people producing sustainable pork. For more information, call their home office in Lincoln at 888-627-7675 and check them out online at nepork.org. For the Nebraska Pork Producers Association, I'm Chad Moyer reporting.